It's time for the little known black history fact. Get a drummer some.
One, two, three, four, get it.
Yeah, that's it. Little known black history fact is brought to you by University of Phoenix. Visit savingtomorrowtoday.com. Brought to you by the University of Phoenix. We rise. Get a drummer, some funky drummer. Clyde Stubblefield. Yeah, James Brown's drummer died this weekend. The Funky Drummer single became one of the most sampled tracks ever. And it has been used by everyone. Public Enemy, LL Cool J, Run DMC, George Michael, Kenny G, Prince, and the list just goes on and on. Over 100 samples of music, over 100 songs have sampled 1, this right here. 1,000. I'm sorry. 1,000, just this right here. You have heard this on so many songs. And that is Clyde Stubblefield. He said in a 2014 interview that he didn't love the Funky Drummer song as much as everyone else did. He got his start in music in Chattanooga, Tennessee in 1943. He joined Brown's band along with drummer Jabbo Starks. That's when James had two drummers. But Clyde Stubblefield's 22nd break on Funky Drummer remains his greatest mark. He died this weekend. He was 73 years old. Yeah. On the one. One, two, three, four. Ha! Ain't it funky now? Ain't it funky now? Yeah, man. Whew. Yeah. The Funky Drummer, Clyde Stubblefield. And it's... Now, I, you know, when you... And he worked hard. If you work for the hardest working man in show business, you got to work extra hard.
Okay, but Tom, when you have two drummers... Does it make your job easier?
No. No. Okay. I asked Clyde that one time, and he said no. He said, you love the rest. Because what you have to do when you work for James, every mm-hmm. time James blinks his eye or moves his feet or does anything, you have to accent that move. And if you don't accent that move, James finds you on the spot. On the spot, yeah. You see James' hand go up, go like that. He's finding you, and you know who's getting fined if you're not on the one. Yeah,
was his hearing that in tune that he could determine which of the drummers was following him or doing what he needed at that particular time?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And he would find the musician if they do something wrong.
Yeah, on stage.
And we thought Trevor Noah ran a tight ship.
No tighter than James. James had the tightest of all time.